Together, they carried the unconscious ones up the ramp and sat them in square-cornered, unpadded couches clearly meant for the impervious Shintanil physique. The craft's interior was stark and basic. There were 32 of those hard seats in two rows of eight facing eight, equipment racks between the bare hull struts, and a pilot console that seemed rudimentary. Once everyone was seated, with some help from the recovered crew members, Robert went forward to sit at the pilot instruments.
"I'm going to move us out into the bay," he said, punching controls. "Then I'll leave this idling while I go back out to open the launch shaft and the outer hull doors and attend to a little surprise for our hosts."
"Okay,"
Cauchy said uncertainly. Robert flicked several switches, and with a sharpening hum, the assault craft rose off the deck, wobbling slightly. Cauchy, standing near the open hatch, held on to a strut as the craft glided out of the berth, then settled onto its landing legs. Robert stood and hurried back to join Cauchy.
"Did you know that a crypt ship's interceptors are piloted by the truncated head, spine and nervous system of Shintanil warriors piped and merged into the craft systems? The command overseers can set the interceptor's initial combat posture centrally or via small panels next to the craft conduits. Virtues of a top-down hierarchy, the need to ensure that units will act in perfect unison. Well, I intend to turn that to our advantage and concoct a little diversion by making them attack the Sun-Eye ship."
Then he was striding down the ramp and round out of sight. Cauchy agonized for a moment, then went forward to look out of the cockpit viewport. He could see Robert walk over to one of the panels he mentioned and tap in several key combinations one after another until a blue light came on. More key taps and blue pinpoints winked on next to the other 11 doors. After another sequence of key presses, Robert straightened, stepped back a little, and stabbed a single button. At once, a raucous alarm began to sound. At the same time, there were waves of a thunderous rushing sound as one by one the blue pinpoints turned red. Meanwhile, Robert had dashed across to another control panel on a pillar between two of the open berths. Watching once more from the rear hatch, Cauchy saw the older man punch in more sequences until he found the right one. The entire midsection of the bay hinged down, revealing an inclined launch shaft. Cauchy saw this, his mouth set with grim resolution. When Robert reached the foot of the assault craft's ramp, he raised the Shintanil hand weapon and aimed it at the older man's head. Robert stopped dead, a look of amused surprise on his face.
"I don't know what you are," Cauchy said, "but I know that you're not human. You look to be about 70 years old, but you seem fitter and stronger than I am."
"Cauchy, about a dozen heavily armed Shintanil troopers will be coming through the upper balcony doors in a few seconds."
"What are you? Who are you working for?"
Robert rolled his eyes.
"Yes, you are correct. I am, in fact, a semi-organic simulacrum, an android, and I take my orders from the construct."